Actually, I'll just say a short thing. So, a few people asked me recently, you hear a lot about Elul's the time to be Mizdabik, to create Yitvekis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Avodas Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring Hashem into your life, make Him part of your life. But how do you do that? Lamais, how do you do that? How do you make Hashem part of your life? So, I was thinking as follows. A lot of it came from the fact that I hurt my elbow, which I'm beginning to see good things that came out of it. This is one of them. That there's two, and it has to do with this week's Pasha. The idea of the Pasha Bikurim is a Karasetai. But I came to realize there's two types of Akarasetai. Right, I could tell you every day, write down five things that you have a Akar Sotev to Hashem for. I could see, I could hear, I could walk, I could lift things, and I could stretch my hand out all the way, I could touch my back, right? You can make a long list. But I think that's more of an intellectual Akar Sotev. Because I know what it means when you can't scratch your head and you can't touch your eye in the morning. Right? So intellectually, wow, now I could do it. It's great. Right? But it's more, and it's Hakar Satayv. It is Hakar Satayv. It's an intellectual Hakar Satayv. I see the other person, I forgot who it was that said it. One of the Gedalim Bali Musa said, when, if you see someone who's missing a leg, Rahman son, or some kind of, there's a reason why you're seeing it. As you should feel bad for him, but feel good for yourself. Wow, I have two legs. So that's intellectual. I see what I could do with two legs. But then there's an emotional hakarasatai, which is that I really feel thankful to the one that gave it to me. How do you do that with Hashem? So tell me what you think about this. I want to hear what you say. Take something in life that you really enjoy. Things in life that you enjoy, you might enjoy it. You look forward to it, and you enjoy it. Right? Some people enjoy drinking schmack of wine, right? Yeah, we'll talk about someone who really is a mumcha on it. He studied it, and he tasted it, right? He tastes it, and he smells it, and he talks about, you know, the whole works. He hears it out, and right? He enjoys it, He really enjoys it. And he gets excited about the enjoyment. He's excited about it. And some people like touring. And they get excited about planning for the trip and going on the trip and the whole drive and the camping and all the parts of it they're excited about. So ask yourself, who gave you this enjoyment? Who created that wine is enjoyable? Who created it that you... Who gave you that ability to really enjoy it and get excited about it? Hashem did. So what you're doing now is you're taking something that you worked on, that you made enjoyable to yourself, and it's special to you. It's like that fruit on that tree, which he worked very hard for, and it's very special to him. So he put a lot of work on it. And now give the credit to Hashem. If you do that, then it'll be more of an emotional thanks. Well, I'm so happy that he gave me that enjoyment. I have what to look forward to, and I really enjoy it. I'm so happy. And, you know, Rav Shurkin says, if I enjoy baseball, I play baseball. I enjoy the Black Gemara. So every morning when he says, Berachas HaTorah, he's thanking Hashem for that enjoyment. Take something that you really enjoy, and be mizbainin into that. I hope everyone has at least one thing in life that they really enjoy. And get excited about the fact that I have what to be excited about. I think that's a deeper Hakar Satayv than just, okay, I'm thankful for having it because now I can use my hand, and now I can do that. And that's the Hakar Satayv of the Bikurim, really. I'm ready to take all that work and all that enjoyment, right, that I have, and just say, this came from the Rebbein Shlom. The fact that I have is from the Rebbein Shlom. Okay? And then then you bring it, then you bring Hashem into your life. Then the other things become emotional also. And you're living with him. That's the goal. Okay.
Thank you.